Tell you what, I'm like many Pearl this morning. I'm just happy to be here. That was a little stronger storm than what we thought down where I'm from. But I did feel the prayers of those that I love, and God was with us and saw us through the storm, just like He always does. The storms of this natural world and the storms of this life. We have a God that cares and sees us through. You know, after the events of this week, the topic has been on my mind. We talk about integrity. You know, as I thought about this week, you know, I saw some signs of some and learned some things about structural integrity. But you don't ever find out what that integrity or level of integrity is until it's met with an opposing force, when it's met with adversity. That's what integrity is. If I had to define integrity, it's the ability to withstand a force and stand up to those things that would knock us down. When we talk about character, integrity of character, when we talk about a man that has integrity, we talk about a man that believes something. Talk about a man that believes something. And no matter what comes and what's hurled at his way or what this life throws at him, he still believes that. He never wavers. You show me a leader that has that kind of integrity, that's a leader I want. You show me a leader that waffles back and forth and believes one thing one day and believes another thing the next day, that's not somebody I want leading me. I'm thankful this morning we have many examples in this Bible of men of integrity. You know, I've spent a lot of time the last few weeks in Psalms. And I don't know why, but I felt drawn to old King David. I think probably the main reason I'm drawn to King David is because it says he was a man after God's own heart. But when you read about King David, he was far from perfect. You know, I strive and want to be a man after God's own heart. But I see so many weaknesses in myself. But yet this Bible tells me that even though King David had faults, he was a man after God's own heart. He was a man of integrity. Where did King David draw that integrity from? Well, he believed in something. He believed in God. It seems to me if you're going to have integrity, it matters what you believe in. What you believe in. What you believe in has to be something worth believing in. Has to be something worth having faith in. In Psalm 26, in verse 1, David writes, "Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord, therefore I shall not slide." Now you understand that David's integrity was built on something. His integrity, it says mine integrity. I want you to understand his integrity wasn't based on something of his self. It goes on later to say, because he trusted in the Lord. He believed in God. He knew God would deliver him. He had delivered him over and over and over again. And he had reason to trust in him. And he wouldn't be moved. And because his trust and his integrity was based in the Lord, it says he will not slide. He will not fall. I tell you what, my father's little children, I said, we serve a God this morning that is able to keep us from sliding. When you believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I want you to know there's some basis for integrity there. If you base your life on that, I want you to know you can live a life of integrity. That you should not slide. When I think about the material of this world, and we talk about structural integrity, you know, I built a fence around my pool at my house. And it got knocked down this week. And me and my wife built that together, so I was a little sad because that was something we had done together. But I think more than anything, my pride was hurt. I took great care when we built that fence. I put 3 bags of cement on each pole. I put that pole 3 feet and 4 feet in the ground. I used wood screws instead of nails. I shadow boxed the fence because I knew we would have wind to try to let some of the wind through. But you know what? The one thing I didn't make was those galvanized posts. They didn't have the structural integrity to hold up that fence. If you're going to base your life on something, we've got to base it on God. We've got to have our posts solid. We need solid posts. We don't need hollow posts. Our lives have got to be filled with God's Word. That's where we draw our integrity from. That's where we draw our strength from. And then the cares and the winds that blow in this life won't rock us off that path. Won't blow us down. Won't let us slide. When we think about David, David went through a lot. He was faced with a lot of adversity, but he says he kept his integrity. He walked in his integrity. He walked with his God. If we turn to 2 Samuel, we're going to find an instance where David's integrity was challenged. In 2 Samuel 16 and 5, now I want y'all to think about what's going on here in 2 Samuel. David's own son had persecuted him, had took his throne, and worked deceitfully against his own father. In verse 5, and David had to flee. In verse 5 it says, and when King David came to Bahurim, behold, thence came out a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shimei, the son of Gera. He came forth and cursed still as he came, and he cast stones at David, at all the servants of King David, and all the people, and all the mighty men were on his right hand and on his left. And thus says Shimei, when he cursed, come out, thou bloody man, and thou man of Belial. The Lord hath returned upon thee all the blood of the house of Saul, in whose stead thou hast reigned. And the Lord hath delivered the kingdom in the hand of Absalom thy son. And behold, thou art taken in thy mischief, because thou art a bloody man. Then said Abishai, the son of Zariah, unto the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over, I pray thee, and take off his head. And the king said, what have I to do with you, ye sons of Zariah? So let him curse, because the Lord hath said unto him, curse David. Who shall then say, wherefore hast thou done so? And David said to Abishai and to all his servants, behold, my son, which came forth of my bowels, seeketh my life. How much more may this Benjamite do it? Let him alone, and let him curse, for the Lord hath bidden him. It may be that the Lord will look on mine affliction, and that the Lord will requite me good for his cursing this day. You know, a lot of times in this life, it's real easy to hold on to what we believe when we're not being faced with adversity, when somebody's not yelling at us in the face, when somebody's not cursing us. You know, I see more and more God's children are persecuted and cursed in this land. What saddens my heart most is when I see the children of God return to lose their integrity and return evil for evil. This book says not to return evil for evil. It says return evil with good. That's what this Bible says. And that's what David was telling his servants here. This man of the house of Saul, he had a lot of reason, I guess, to be mad at David. He was lying and he was cursing on King David. And his servants, those that loved David, wanted to return and retribute on those that would seek to defile the name of King David. But what did David say? He didn't lose his integrity. He trusted in God. He knew what this book said. It said, pray for the enemies. Pray for those that despitefully accuse us and use us. You know, he was faced with adversity, but didn't lose his integrity because he knew his God was the same God that had delivered him over and over and over again. His beliefs were grounded on the rock that he would not slide. My father's little children, when we face adversity in this life, let's keep our integrity. Know what God has told us to do. We have so many examples of integrity. Don't just believe it for a little while, and as soon as somebody curses you, you turn and do the same thing they're doing. God's children are supposed to be better than that. We're supposed to follow God no matter what. No matter what this life throws at us, knowing that he is able to deliver us, and we put it in his hands. We're not supposed to act like these children of Belial, these children of the devil, those that would despitefully use us and accuse us, to keep our integrity. When we think about these things, there's another man that suffered great adversity, but kept his integrity. We turn to Job, chapter 2 and verse 9. And we're going to see that God has let the devil touch Job's life. And he's lost his family. He's lost his health. His body was covered with sores. And finally, his wife came to him. Verse 9, it says, "Then said his wife unto him, Dost thou still retain thine integrity? Job, do you still believe God is able to deliver? Look what all's happened to you. How could you still retain your integrity?" Because Job knew who he served. Job knew the God he served, the same God that had given him all his children and given him all the riches that he had and kept him in health is the same God that could return it to him. What did Job say? "But he said unto her, Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" And in all this, did not Job sin with his lips? He held fast his integrity because he knew who he served. He believed in the face of adversity. He still believed and trusted in God because we serve a God that is able to deliver and is worthy of our all glory, is worthy of our praise, and is worthy of our trust. He's delivered us time and time again. Lose not your integrity, children. The man, the God, the Savior that you believe in is a solid rock. It's a solid post. It's not hollow. When the trials of this life come before us, I want you to know when you stand on the solid rock, you're able to withstand those things. The wind might blow and the storms may come, but our God still stands strong as an anchor of the soul. Integrity. I tell you, don't lose it. Hold on to it. Who you believe is worth believing in. He's able to deliver. You know, sometimes it's hard to see those things when we're going through hard times. What did Job say about it? I think over in Job chapter 3 and verse 10, it says, "When the Lord try me, I will come forth as gold." When he uses that analogy there, when you kill fire gold, what you're doing is you're trying to remove all the impurities out of it. You're trying to remove all those things that would hinder you, those things that won't stand, those things that don't have integrity. You know, sometimes when we go through trials in this life, we find out where our weaknesses are. I tell you, my fence, I found out where my weakness was when it faced. And you know what I'm able to do now? I'll tell you what, when I rebuild it, I'm going to build it back stronger. I'm going to use a different post. I'm not going to use a hollow post. I'm going to use a solid post. Brethren, I want you to know when we face things in this life, don't lose your integrity. It's an opportunity to come back stronger, to learn where our weaknesses are, and to come back stronger. And that's pretty much what Brother Paul was telling Timothy over in 2 Timothy chapter 3, that we're going to face troubles in this life. Second Timothy chapter 3. Paul says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." It's going to be trouble. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such turn away." You're going to face some adversity in this life. There are those out there that are willing and wanting to hurt the children of God. It says, "Pay no mind to these. For this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly men, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith." And you understand this. Those troubles we have, those are enemies, they shall proceed no further. "For their folly shall manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. But thou," how do we strengthen our integrity? I tell you what, you got to fill the post up with something. You need to spend some time in this word, learn about the promise of God, and that our God has delivered over and over again. "But thou hast fully known my doctrine." Timothy, you've known the doctrine. "The manner of life, the purpose of faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions and afflictions which came unto me in Antioch, at Iconium, and Lystra." What persecutions I endured. I don't think any of us have endured what the Apostle Paul has. But he knew the Lord he trusted was able to deliver. He never let go of his integrity. He never wavered on who he believed and what he believed. Why? But out of them, out of them all, the Lord delivered me. How many times has the Lord delivered you? I tell you again and again. When I set my integrity on him, I want you to know you don't waver from that. You're on the solid rock. And then he goes on to say, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. We're going to suffer those things. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue thou. And this is how we keep our integrity. It says to continue. Don't stop. Believe in him. Trust in God. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing, this is important, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Jesus Christ has taught us all things. These doctrines, these truths that we have, remember who you learned them. Put them into your heart. Fill them up. Know the promises of God. And you'll increase your integrity. You can build it back stronger when we learn those weaknesses. Return to this book. Thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. When you set your integrity on the solid rock, when you trust in God, when we believe on him, I want you to know your integrity won't fail you, because your integrity is based in him. What you believe, what we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, it matters. And it will sustain you in this life. I thank you for your good order and attention.